love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband and dad. I did my normal farmer's market trip today. I have to actually wear something to keep me warm now because it's cold. You know, I don't take it was high 50s, low 60s, and I mean even now that's cold for me. It's kind of like simply because I don't have the padding I used to have. But I was having some difficulty in the bathroom, and wondered what was happening. Suddenly it's changed. Now I am doing marvelously. So, the question was why? And I was thinking through it and did some research to see is this true? Yes, it apparently very much so, because when I got my cinnamon that I mentioned that had the sugar in it, which was a bad idea, the little sample packet, which has been discarded. Cinnamon's great. But, I got that and turmeric. The turmeric does help the urinary tract marvelously, and I have strong evidence for that because, problem's gone. What I think about is the fact that I wear hemp clothing, got rid of that itches that I had for decades. The reason I wear boots and so forth, the reason I do, I'm off of sugar. The reason, right now my glass here is cranberry water, which, is delightful. And the fact that, and after I'm done with this, I'm going to have a glass of wine, because that has helped my legs. So you look at the number of things I've done, none of this is the allopathic medical care. I don't do any of that. And the reminder of what happened because of the urinary tract issues is very strong. And two things that have come to mind. One is it's not what studies produce, because we're all different. It's not that 4 out of 5 people are fixed because of this, so therefore do that. Well, try it maybe. But it's what works for you, because we're so different. And I think that is a vital point that is missed. But how can I encourage my family in the same realm? And I don't know. Obviously, I said it right now, but I assume this will not be heard. Other thing is, I heard a comment by a gentleman today. He's about 40, maybe a little bit younger than that, a little bit older than 40, roughly 40. But part of his statement was, we're the last free generation. So, he's kind of effectively a generation behind me. And I don't think he's right, because I think it's my generation. Because it seems that the people in the 40s and definitely in the 20s, well, go back to Aldous Huxley's line, they have learned to love their slavery. The conversation was on the trial that's happening in England to extradite Julian Assange, I follow that to a degree for a number of reasons, but apparently if you turn on to the major news media, you won't find out about it. And what the U.S. government, because it's the U.S. government petitioning the British government to extradite him to the United States, to go into a courtroom, a specific court that is used for these kind of crimes, and has basically I think a 99 or 100% conviction rate. Because it's a sham court. And, you know, the one of the things is being discussed. You know, it's a crime in the United States if you expose the truth about a misdeed within the U.S. That's basically what's happened. So you embarrass the United States, and they're going to come after you. It's like if you embarrass the institutional church, they'll send the police after you. This has been true throughout history. You know, I keep using the Fritz Erba analogy because I think it holds quite well. Except I have a nicer hole, as I described. But I don't think my family understands that by doing the things that they do, isolating me, they're doing exactly what the U.S. government is doing to Julian Assange. Same thing. It's an act of hate. Last point on that, because I'm long again. Julian Assange, it's been suggested many times that if he ends up here, he's looking at committing suicide. You know, because he spends something like 23 hours a day isolated in a cell. And apparently without things like things to read or things of that nature. Just, you know, a toilet and a bed. That is sadistic behavior. That is what happened to Fritz Erba. And I can understand why he would say, no, I don't want to live that way. Because, you know, he's looking at 175 years of imprisonment, which obviously would be the rest of his life. And it's the rest of his life effectively in torture. Of course, the whole reason this is being done is a message. Don't cross the U.S. government. That's the message. The difference between him and me, and it's because, you know, obviously, I attempted suicide myself, but I repented because of the grace of God and my striving for obedience to Christ, which is his gift to me. Clearly, Julian Assange does not have that, at least it does not yet. That's a big difference. And it's the same reason why I continue to pursue my wife, irrespective of what's happened. I press on, even though I have failings. Like I expressed, I had a real bad attitude yesterday, which I think was self-inflicted because of sugar. But I press on because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, unlike what Eric Lee said, I'm not religious. I'm a follower of Christ. There's a difference. I'm long again. I'm sorry. I love my family, and I love my wife.